With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Democrat National Convention heard from the parents of an American being held hostage by terror group Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Rachel Goldberg told convention goers that their 23-year-old son Hirsch is one of eight Americans captured at a music festival in Israel and taken into Gaza.
And that was 320 days ago.
John Poland said pushing for the return of the hostages is not a political issue.
It is a humanitarian issue.
The ongoing Gaza war has caused division inside the Democratic Party and is the subject of protests here in Illinois. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
Former President Trump's responding to comments made by the Obamas at the convention.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots.
The other day I heard someone compare Trump to the neighbor who keeps running his leaf blower outside your window every minute of every day.
And it wasn't just the former president.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people.
It was Michelle Obama who said at the 2016 convention, when they go low, we go high. Trump, in his speech, blamed the current White House for the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal and wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ed Donahue.
Janie Vance says former President Trump offers hope to all Americans.
Hope that we can reignite this economy and bring back prosperity to American citizens. Hope that we can raise our kids in secure neighborhoods and safe streets. Hope that we can renew the patriotism that binds us as a country together, one nation under God.
This is SRN News. Christian schools fighting anti-Semitism.
Officials at Colorado Christian University are developing a course in political philosophy of the Hebrew Bible with help from Israel's Herzl Institute. The goal is to counter the surge in anti-Semitism on America's campuses. Herzl Institute President Yoram Hazony says the course, which will be made available to all students, will, quote, teach students to appreciate the contribution of the Jewish people to Western political philosophy by introducing them to biblical concepts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists kill 30 Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concerns reporting that the terrorists are members of a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has begun operating in the eastern part of the country. One resident of the area tells ICC that living in fear is exhausting. We try to maintain some semblance of normalcy, but every loud noise sends us into panic mode. This is SRN News. Though it's lost millions of dollars on electric vehicles, Ford is not giving up on EVs.
The automaker is overhauling its current lineup of electric vehicles, planning to offer two electric pickups and a commercial van. Ford says all will cost less, have longer range, and will be profitable within a year of reaching showrooms. Company Chief Financial Officer John Lawler writes, "We're committed to creating long-term value by building a competitive and profitable business." Rich Thomason reporting.
Fearing it would siphon away Democrat voters, Democrats have won legal challenges keeping the Party for Socialism and Liberation off of Pennsylvania's presidential ballot. A Commonwealth Court judge agreed with two Democrat Party-aligned challenges that the paperwork filed by the Party for Socialism and Liberation was flawed and ordered the party's presidential candidate off of the November 5th ballot. More details at srnnews.com.